The Ouse River has a lot to say. In the shell fishing in the Arosa estuary, the banks of the Ouse and the cultivation parks of Caril are, due to the special conditions here, the most productive shell fishing area in Galicia. More than 400 vessels of the Arosa fleet work in these banks of the river. The influence of the river, with its fresh water, is fundamental for the richness of the seafood of the Ría de Arosa, which is salty. It provides a continuous supply of nutrients that generate an increase in phytoplankton, essential food for the clam or cockle. The Ría's baixas, or lower estuaries, are one of the most productive marine ecosystems in the world. In them, the process called upwelling takes place, which consists in the fact that when the north wind blows, predominantly in spring and summer, the currents coming from the Atlantic with cold waters and loaded with nutrients enter the estuaries, advance along the bottom, and when they reach the bottom, when the depth is shallow, those waters, already tired, release its organic matter along the estuary. When there is no such northerlies and the prevailing wind is from the south, these upwelling is not generated, but rainfall arrives, and it is then when the river water makes its greatest contribution, decisive to the food chain in the estuary. The risk is in the heavy rains and the consequent increase in river flow, the salinity of the water decreases, especially in the areas closest to the mouth, and the shellfish in these cultivation parks, mainly clams, may die. At the origins of all roads, along the Ouse River, in a stone boat, the remains of the Apostle entered towards Santiago, and that journey, the Traslacio referred to in the Codex Calixtinus, was the origin of the whole Jacobean phenomenon. James the Great died in Jerusalem, beheaded by the order of King Herod Agrippa I in the year 44. His corpse was hung in the desert of Judah to be devoured by carrion birds and other animals. His favourite disciples, Theodore and Athanasius, stole the body and embalmed it. They then undertook the miraculous journey from the port of Jaffa in Palestine, crossing the Mediterranean, travelling along the Atlantic coast of the Iberian Peninsula, entered the Ría de Arosa and ascended the Ouse to Iria Flavia, where they moored the boat to a stone milestone, the Pedrón, which is now under the altar of the parish church of Padrón. The intention of the disciples was to bury their master in Gallaica, where he had been preaching. Queen Flavia, after converting to Christianity, provided them with a tomb for the apostle in what is now Santiago. After his death, Theodore and Athanasius were buried next to their master, but the tomb fell into oblivion. In the 9th century, the hermit Pelagio, who lived on Mount Librodon, began to observe that, at night, a light coming from the sky pointed to a perfectly determined place on the ground. Pelagio decided to go and tell Bishop Theodoro about it, and together they found the tomb of the Apostle Santiago. The bishop went to Oviedo, capital of the kingdom, to inform King Alfonso II, who decided to go to Santiago, thus becoming the first pilgrim. And that itinerary also turned out to be the first Jacobean route, today known as the Primitive Way. It was the monarch himself who ordered the construction of a temple to house the tomb. Soon the news of the discovery spread throughout Europe, thus initiating the pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela. From Villa Garcia, boats set out to travel the origin of our ways, going up the Ouse, as did the remains of the Apostle, to Ponte Thesaurus, where the river is no longer navigable, and continue on foot to Santiago along the Portuguese Way. These pilgrims reach Villa Garcia by the spiritual variant of Salnés, or, if they're doing the Portuguese Way, turning off at Portas or Caldas de Rei and following the Green Way. This proposal is also seductive for any walker who has arrived in the city of Apostle and then approaches Villa Garcia by train. In addition to the historical attraction, it is also possible to pass through the Torres del Oeste, the Western Towers, which were erected by the 12th century by order of Archbishop Gelmírez, with the mission of closing the river to the Scandinavian and Saracen expeditions that were heading to Compostela, which shows the historical importance of this communication route that represents the river. Nature is also a spectacle on this itinerary. Starting at the island of Cortegada, the crossing allows us to contemplate the reeds, rushes and willows of the two banks that are home to a great variety of marsh and aquatic birds. Precisely, to keep a record of that first trip in the 60s of the 20th century, the initiative arose to raise the only maritime way of the cross in the world, consisting of 17 cruceiros, crosses, which runs along the banks and islets of the Rio de Rosa and Ulla to Ponta Thesaurus. Every year, around July 25th, the Fundación Ruta Xacobeo do Mar de Arosa e Rio Ulla and city councils that form it organize the departure of a series of boats from different ports of the estuary to make this voyage together. It is to do the way by sea. To contemplate this way of the cross is, without doubt, one more reason to travel the origin of all ways. To learn about the activities that can be carried out in this environment, or watch the video on seafaring tourism, scan the QR code.